Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Our next guest is Dave Fox, who's been involved in a related project directing a building of a water purification system in Tanzania as part of a Rotary project.
Well, now, Susan, we have to get in a station break here. It's KHOI Community Radio, KHOI 89.1, Story City, Ames and surrounding area. Hello, Dave Fox. How are you?
I am just fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, start off by introducing yourself and your background and your engineering firm. And just tell us who you are and why you're credentialed to do all these wonderful things.
That's a little embarrassing, but we'll try it. Dave Fox, I am an environmental engineer. Been involved in the consulting engineering business for my entire career of some 45 or 50 years, doing water and wastewater facilities for municipalities and industries here in Iowa and around the country. When I retired about 8 or 10 years ago, I was looking for something to occupy my time and found working with Rotary, who have a large foundation that can help fund projects that could use some of the skills I had developed. And we've been working on relationships with a community in Tanzania that actually was started by a relationship with a couple of people from Bethesda Lutheran Church here in town and who have common relationships with our Rotary Club. And I think that's a common thread that in order to make projects work, as Dr. Flora was talking, that you have to have a relationship with the recipient, and you have to do things that fit their culture. You have to fit things that work with how they do things and how they accept things. And having that communication link established previously has been a great help in allowing our projects to become successful.
Now, you're a Rotarian yourself.
Yes.
And so I'm an ex-Kiwanian. And it's very important for people to know that service clubs are having difficulty maintaining membership. And the service club, really, whether it's Kiwanis or the Lions Club or Rotarians, always have some sort of theme. Like the Lions are very heavily involved in blindness and eyeglasses and getting them to people who are needy. In Kiwanis, we were very oriented toward youth projects. And whether you're in Lions or Kiwanis or Rotary, there's always a foundation which every club supports financially. And you're talking about the Rotarian Foundation that can fund some of these international projects.
Yes, the Rotary has a foundation's very large and very well recognized in the foundation area. They've got very high rankings for their effectiveness. And they actually provide matching grants because the local clubs have to come up with some of the money, and Rotary has districts. I've often said Rotary is probably more bureaucratic than the federal government when you try to work with them. But they do have a way to run money up the flagpole and get your local funds magnified by a factor of 3 or 4 by the time you get all the parties involved. So we have just got notification last week that our third major water system grant has been approved, and each one of our two previous grants and this one have each been about $250,000 and have each provided an operable water system for an entire community, ranging in population from 1,500 to maybe 4,000 or 5,000. And those projects have been very meaningful and successful and have led to a lot of economic development and improvement in the facilities there. Just one example, our first project, we a village of 1,500 people that had no potable water available to the community at all. They had to walk 3 or 4 kilometers to find water and haul it back, used up all the time of the school children and the women to do that, taking their time away from studies and other things they could be doing to help their life. In the process of providing the water source, they have good groundwater available. Actually, the quality is similar to what we have here in Ames, which to do that, it's very deep, required a large electric motor in the well, and so we had to bring electricity to town, which they didn't have that either. In the process of doing that now, after 2.5 years of operation, they have electricity to their school. They never had lights before. A large number of the community houses now have electricity in addition to their water supply. Some of the homes are now running water directly into their homes. That wasn't a standard. Just had distribution points.
What time frame are we talking about?
We are talking this particular project was completed in 2015.
And so just in this short time, the community has had all these ancillary benefits of electric power for lights and all this sort of thing because electricity was brought in to power the water system.
Absolutely. Because of the water, a lot of them have their home gardens, so they're growing. They have a lot of animals that they don't have to herd over large distances in order to get water. They can keep them in the village. Said the last time I was over there last summer, or even a couple of houses in town that had satellite dishes.
And this is a very short time frame.
Absolutely.
So you see all these ancillary benefits from the original idea of bringing the electricity in to power the pump. And I assume that the work to go down and get that water and all the equipment involved, that's where your funding came in.
Yes, the funding covered the construction of the well, provision of the pump, and the building of a house to provide the piping and metering and disinfection. We disinfect with.
Well, how challenging was it to get electricity to that area?
It was. Electricity has become a lot more reliable in the last few years, but initially it was the closest electricity was like 3 kilometers away, so it actually cost that first village $60,000 in order to run electricity in.
And that was their funding they had to do.
That was funding that we provided.
Oh, you did that also?
Yeah, we provided that as part of the grant.
This is tremendous because, without electricity, you can't do your project. And if you can't do the project, they don't have the water. How deep was the well drilled?
Actually, the groundwater level is about 400 to 450 feet. And the level of water was such that it was about 300 feet to water. So to get that pumped out of the ground, we had to provide for 30 gallons per minute or so of water, which took a 7.5 horsepower pump. So that you can't do that with solar. So
no.
Although we would have liked to because it would have been a lot cheaper, but it just doesn't work out.
Well, I bet the folks there really appreciate what's happened and look at all the little and small and large things that now happen in that community because of this one central project. It has to make you feel good.
That, too, and I like to say that one of the serious reasons why these things work through the Rotary Project is that Rotary has clubs all over the place. And there's a Rotary Club in the main town in that area that we have worked with over these entire set of projects. This club has 15 members only. And because of their efforts, and they are able to keep track of and do all the administration. They hire the contractors. They pay the bills. They keep track of all the grant money. And because this could not be done, as I said, I've managed a lot of projects in my life, but you cannot manage a project from 8,000 miles away.
Well, you know, that's what we got from our talk with Professor Floor. You just have to have someone on scene that's monitoring, making sure things continue to happen after your construction and input and original development occur, because otherwise you'll come back with widely separated visits and find out that something's deteriorated or failed to happen. And so it's key that there's a local Rotary Club to do that work and keep in touch with you about problems that come up, too, I suppose.
That is that's the key to making this work, in addition to, you know, interviewing and finding out, as Dr. Flora pointed out, what the local people actually want is important, because if we come in and give them what we think is the best solution, it's in all likelihood it won't be sustainable. But since they participate in identifying their needs, that then we try to help them solve those issues, and the local Rotarians are able to monitor that and help us make sure that that is something that will become sustainable.
As we say goodbye to Dave, I want to let our listeners know there is an excellent film that shows the village you've been talking about, right?
Yes, we have probably a 17 or 18-minute video on YouTube that was developed by Rod Botholt, our local. He's in our Rotary Club. It's also a videographer that explains all of our projects. And it has interviews of two of the local Rotarians in Tanzania that were here this summer, and they helped identify those things. And
now, how do
all
they access
benefit.
That film? Is that
it's going to be on our website.
That'll be on our website.
I'm pretty sure that we can put the link up, and I would highly recommend it. And actually, we have a picture from the village. That's our identifying picture this week of happy children in the water.
Well, the main thing here from this whole program today, we're talking about the World Food Prize and Professor Flora, or you, Dave, is the idea that, number one, collaboration's important. Number two, you don't impose solutions on others without finding out what their needs are and what they verbalize that their needs are. Because what we're trying to do here, especially in developing countries, is avoid the colonial model where we come in and impose something without getting any kind of understanding of the culture or the needs. And then it's so important to have people on site, whether they're Rotarians in your case, or just people who are appointed or leaders in the local population who can make sure things continue to happen after all kinds of work is done by an outside organization like Rotary or any organization that goes to developing countries to make sure that infrastructure is built and organizations are formed so that things can happen and continue to happen, because you don't want to leave something there that started out great and then deteriorated, right, Dave?
Absolutely. And yeah, what we like to say is that we're doing development projects that are sustainable and not doing charity.
That's very important. And today, to me, has been very reinforcing and encouraging that people like Dave and Professor Flora and all the organizations that we've talked about associated with the World Food Prize are doing things to enliven and ensure good health and to have viability that wasn't there before in developing countries. Thanks, Dave, and we're so happy with what the Rotarians have done and what you've done. And you've become a world traveler now, haven't you?
I've been there a few times, yes, sir.
That's for sure. That's great. Well, this is KHOI Community Radio, and you just heard from two Ames people about working in villages in Africa. One, Cornelia Flora, represented the work possible through Iowa State University, and our other friend, Dave Fox, worked through the International Rotary Clubs to bring the technical training from his environmental engineering company to a water and wastewater project in a Tanzanian village.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support community radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.